Paula Cunningham. She's the president and CEO of the Capital National Bank. Paula, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I really enjoy talking with folks who were academics who go to business or vice versa. I think the experiences that you gain doing that really make a conversation pretty fascinating. Just as someone who was in education, as an outsider looking in, what's your take on what's going on in the state of Michigan with public education?
Well, that's probably a subject for a much longer debate, but certainly Michigan, when you look at the results, which is where we should start looking at how Michigan children compare to other states and other countries, I think we've got a lot of work left to do.
Paula Cunningham, as we mentioned, is the CEO of Capital National Bank, and she is going to be part of a pretty cool conference, which is going to be held Thursday at the Lansing Center. It's the 2011 Employer Conference on Workplace Diversity. Tickets are still available for the conference, which starts at 7:30. Paula, what interested you about this conference?
Well, it's not just the conference, quite frankly, Tony. It's the whole subject. It's not a topic, but it's a purpose and a passion in terms of making certain that all people and all children, as you referenced, educate children in education, there's so many disparities there as well in terms of access and opportunities. And so this has not been just a phone call we used to have in a panel for a conference. This has been a life's work in terms of trying to reduce those disparities and those obstacles that keep young people and others from achieving all their full potential.
Paul, we've been talking with different speakers for this event. You will be one of those. In talking with Tico Duckett, he had mentioned to me that although we still have a little bit to go when it comes to the social aspects of diversity, when we talk about workplace diversity, it's important not only to have productive employees, but also to be able to relate to the people that are your customers. We have so many diverse customers out there, and they want to see people that they can relate to.
Oh, you just nailed it. Absolutely. So many times we just look at the number of minority employees that we hire, or we just look at, okay, you know, we've reached a certain quota, if I could use that word, or a certain goal, and that's just very artificial. We need to look at, if you want to, I mean, some folks need to look at diversity in terms of the economics. Others look at it for the reasons of humanity. Combining those two together, you've got a very powerful case for why we need more diversity in the workforce, in the workplace. But in terms of economics, which is what you referenced earlier, I mean, our customers are changing. They're international customers. You go in any classroom, whether it's in K through 12 or whether it's in higher education, and look around, and the customers, the people in that room, are not people who all look like us, no matter what we look like. It's a very diverse international community, and we need to know how to relate to that community and how to retain those customers and how to retain those employees and make them feel successful and wanted in that very inviting environment for them.
Paul, I just read an article about the challenges that some low-income and maybe uneducated to the ways of banking that a lot of people are. We need to get more people with checking and savings accounts. Even if they don't have a lot of funds in those, it's so critical for them to be able to use these businesses to help them grow and to also maybe avoid losing the money that they do by going to those check cashing types of businesses.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if, and I don't mean this in any kind of harmful way, but we could put those places out of business and not, or shift their business and not allow that the kind of fees and the kind of excessive charges that are passed on to people who are not bankable. And that's a term that I even hate to use, but there are people who simply are not bankable. They cannot get a checking account or they cannot get a savings account. And it's not just because of banks, but because of the regulatory environment that we're in that disallows us from permitting them to open accounts. And so a little education, a little financial literacy will go a long way. Starting that whenever we can start it would be helpful, but certainly starting it at younger ages in terms of what it takes to save money, even just 2%, 5%, 10% of whatever you make, just being able to save that type of percentage of your income makes a huge difference in someone's life.
Paul, I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal that said many banks, especially the big banks, are not lending money, especially lending money locally. They don't know where the economy is going, so they're holding on to their money. And that was echoed in a commercial I saw locally where this credit union said, we are loaning money, although banks are not. What's the story here? Is Capital National, our local banks, our big banks loaning money?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a newsletter going out today to over 4,000 folks, and the headline says Capital National Bank is lending money. As a matter of fact, in early February, I believe it was, we sent out a press release saying that our goal this year was to loan $15 million to our local community, because with dollars invested, particularly for a local community bank, with dollars that are loaned get reinvested into the community. It doesn't go to Cincinnati, Ohio, or Grand Rapids, or Columbus. For community bank, those dollars go right back into the community, so it helps to expand growth and businesses in our local community. And for people who think they don't have enough collateral, which we all know, you know, we need collateral, we need assets, there's some wonderful Small Business Administration, SBA lending that's going on, and it's not as cumbersome as it used to be. So absolutely, I can't speak for every other bank out there, but Capital National Bank welcomes the opportunity to sit down with anyone who's listening and see what we can do to help make certain that they reach their goals or expand their business.
We've been talking with Paula Cunningham. She's the president and CEO of Capital National Bank. She'll be joining Dennis Swan of Sparrow Hospital, Kelly Rossman McKinney of Trescott Rossman, Mitchell Tomlinson of Peckham, as well as Tico Duckett of Tico Duckett Distributing for a pretty cool diversity in the workplace panel. There'll be some great speakers there, including the mayor and Peter Lark from the Lansing Board of Water and Light. The 2011 Employer Conference on Workplace Diversity is this Thursday, starting at 7:30 a.m. in the Lansing Center. I can't wait to come there, Paula. I look forward to hearing you speak. Thanks so much.
I appreciate all of your support. You've been fantastic. Thank you.